KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued partly cloudy to cloudy conditions today and a high around 50 with winds southwest shifting to the northwest today at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa State Patrol Tuesday afternoon released the name of the child who died Monday evening after being struck by a Red Oak Police Department patrol vehicle. Authorities say 12-year-old Vanna Marie Redd of Red Oak died at the scene of the accident that occurred around 5:55 p.m. Monday. The girl was a student at Inman Elementary School in Red Oak. She'd only lived in the community for a few months. The superintendent of Red Oak Schools says grief counselors are available to support students and staff throughout the week. The state patrol says the accident happened as 22-year-old Red Oak police officer Reese Anderson was responding to the Acorn Acres apartments for a reported fire. The emergency lights and siren were activated on the 2019 Dodge Durango Anderson was driving. The SUV was traveling north on North Broadway Street near the intersection with Joy Street when Red ran into the roadway and was struck. Anderson has served on the force for 2 years. He's now on paid administrative leave. The accident remains under investigation. Assisting the patrol with their initial investigation was officers with the Red Oak Police Department, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, Red Oak Fire and Rescue personnel, and Montgomery County EMA. Now, a GoFundMe account has been established for the family of Vanna Redd. You can learn more on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 50-year-old Sally Mae Peterson of Red Oak. She was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon at 606 Riverview Avenue at around 1:30 p.m. for trespassing, first offense. Peterson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was held on a $300 bond. Creston police report the Dairy Queen property in the community sustained about $150 damage, but there were no injuries following an accident that occurred around 3:37 p.m. Tuesday. Authorities say a 1997 Ford driven by 18-year-old Nathaniel Flowers of Decatur was exiting the Casey's General Store parking lot at 102 West Taylor Street in Creston and attempting to head west on Highway 34 when the right rear tire of the vehicle blew out. The vehicle left the road and struck a curb before continuing on to the Dairy Queen property at 201 West Taylor and hitting various poles and a brush. The vehicle came to rest against a retaining wall facing east. The vehicle sustained an estimated $2,000 damage. Creston police cited Flowers for failure to maintain control. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday issued a report on arrests dating back to December 23rd. On January 1st, 52-year-old Hugo Gallegos Reyes of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop. Reyes was charged with OWI, failure to have a driver's license, and speeding. There were also three arrests on Christmas Day in Harlan. 21-year-old Preston Russell of Kirkman was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Possession of a controlled substance. Prohibited acts penalties, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. 28-year-old Sterling Sven Holly of Murdoch, Nebraska, and 32-year-old Philip Keith May of Early, Texas, were both arrested in Harlan and charged with Holly was charged with prohibited acts penalties, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. Philip May was charged with prohibited acts penalties and possession of a controlled substance. Arrested December 23rd in Harlan was 32-year-old Keith Lorenzo Wilson of Akron, Ohio. He was charged with public intoxication and interference with official acts. 36-year-old Nicholas James Nelson of Omaha was arrested that day and charged with possession of stolen property. And 31-year-old Kaylee Marie Turner of Harlan was arrested on December 23rd. She was charged with driving while barred, having a defective muffler, and no proof of insurance. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst spoke out against the Democrat-led effort to pass the so-called voting rights bill by ending the Senate filibuster. Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says it was Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi who tried to steal an election in Iowa by considering overturning the election of Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks.
In a blatant political power grab, the Speaker of the House spent over $600,000 of taxpayer money in an attempt to unseat the duly elected Congresswoman Miller Meeks.
Ernst says Democrats have criticized Iowa's new voting laws without looking at the facts.
Three times since the new Iowa voter law was implemented, the state has seen record high turnout for elections. Record high turnout. Huge voter participation.
Ernst says the president and other Democrats are not telling the truth.
Plain and simple, Washington Democrats are gaslighting the American people. There is not a voting crisis in this country. It is manufactured. Their push to blow up the Senate and take over elections isn't about voter access. It's about power.
Representative Miller Meeks sat behind Ernst as she spoke on the Senate floor. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.